Chapter 12. "He was cute," Kylie said as she sped downtown on Central Park West. Kylie is a world-class ballbuster, and I knew she was going to retaliate for my crack about feisty women hogging all the glory. This was her first attempt. "He was okay," I said. "Okay? Zach, he was hot. I'd go out with him." "I don't know," I said. "He seems a little young for you. I think you and Jeffrey should at least wait till his skin clears up and his braces come off." "I'm talking about Madison, and you know it," she said. "I'd take the class just to look at those gorgeous blue eyes."
"Oh, you mean the teacher, Madison. He was freaking adorable," I said. "Definitely the second cutest guy up there on the roof."
She laughed, and I felt like maybe I'd won that round. But just to be on the safe side, I swiveled my body and edged closer to the passenger side door so she couldn't punch me again. We whipped across the 65th Street transfers to the east side and pulled up in front of the 19 on East 67th, 5 minutes ahead of our deadline. We were walking up the steps of the precinct when the front door flew open and Cheryl came racing out.
"Zach," she said.
"Hey, I thought you were taking the train up to the hospital this morning.
I made the mistake of coming in to wrap up some work, and I was bombarded with calls from people who spent the holiday making big plans for the new year and needed to pick my brain on all of them immediately."
"Aren't you the shrink who taught me that no is a complete sentence?" I asked.
"I did say no to most of them," Cheryl said. "But Captain Cates needed me for something that couldn't wait. I called Fred and asked how Mildred was doing, and he said she might only have a few days. Cates only needed me for a few hours, so I stayed. I finally pried myself loose."
"I'm sorry to hear about your ex-mother-in-law," Kylie said.
"Thanks," Cheryl said. "I can't even think of her as my ex-anything. She's the mother of my ex-husband, and I really have to see her before she dies. The best thing about my marriage to Fred was the quality time I spent with Mildred." She gave me a quick hug. "I'll catch a late train back."
"I'll be pulling a long shift, so how about a late dinner?" I said. "We can order in, open a bottle of wine."
Her cell phone rang, and she grabbed it. "Fred, I'm on my way. I'll be on the 147. Pick me up at the Mount Kisco station."
I could see she was ready to hang up, but apparently Fred kept talking.
Cheryl listened patiently, punctuating the one-sided conversation with the occasional, "mm-hmm," which is what shrink.